USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Bob Woodward is out promoting his new book that comes out tomorrow about President Trump's White House, the president's hammering the book and Woodward. The president tweets this morning, the famed Watergate reporter is a liar, and he cites the proximity of November's midterm elections to tomorrow's release of the book. Many of those close to the president also still steamed at the anonymous op-ed purported to be written by a senior official in the Trump administration, counselor to the president Kellyanne Conway says.
Those of us who have the privilege of serving at the highest levels in this White House or in this government, we take our responsibility seriously. And those who don't, get out today.
She spoke on Fox and Friends this morning. Hurricane Florence expected to take aim at the Carolinas and Virginia on Thursday or early Friday. Those governors have already declared states of emergency. This is USA Radio News.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. New research from Bank of America finds women entrepreneurs are leading the charge in the transition to digital. Driving adoption of mobile devices to process payments and managing transactions at higher rates than men. Sharon Miller, head of small business at Bank of America, discusses findings from the 2018 Bank of America Women Business Owner Spotlight.
Over the next 5 years, half of all entrepreneurs anticipate a complete transition to digital payments. Women are at the forefront of this shift by using their mobile tools to grow their business. This is one of the key findings that show women entrepreneurs are optimistic about the year ahead.
In the year ahead, 58% of women entrepreneurs expect their revenue to increase, up 14% from 2017. Several key growth indicators, such as hiring and economic optimism, are also on the rise. For more, visit newsroom.bankofamerica.com.
In Northern California, the Delta Fire north of Redding has burned 40,000 acres, and it's only 5% contained.
According to CAL FIRE, two single-family residences and two combination residential and commercial buildings have been destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, still remains closed after 3 days. CHP and other organizations are discussing when they can reopen it.
That's USA Radio's Wendy King. The Syrian government may be preparing to use chlorine gas against the nation's last rebel stronghold, according to U.S. officials. Washington preparing options for a response if the regime of President Bashar al-Assad was to carry out that attack. Now former CBS CEO Les Moonves says he is saddened to have to step down after accusations of sexual misconduct. A dozen women have now accused Moonves of misconduct, six of the 12 claims coming to light over the weekend. He denies all of them. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. If you're an entrepreneur or a small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. The income potential is enormous. You do need startup capital. You have to be serious. You'll have to invest a few dollars. Contact them today to find out if you qualify. To see if your area is available, call 800-235-1462. That's 800-235-1462.
An investigation's begun by the FBI after a U.S. Border Patrol agent was shot, though not injured, yesterday while driving near a port of entry between San Diego and Tijuana. The shots believed to have come from the Mexican side of the border. Authorities in Mexico picked up two suspects in connection with the incident, including one in possession of a gun, and he remains in custody while the other man has since been released. Cindy McCain is making her first public appearance since the funeral of her husband, Senator John McCain. She served as the honorary captain for the Arizona Cardinals at yesterday's game in Glendale, the Cardinals winning the coin toss but losing the game to the Redskins 24-6. It was another successful launch for SpaceX and also another successful landing. After a more than one-hour weather delay, a Falcon 9 rocket blasted off from Cape Canaveral Air Force Station shortly before 1 a.m. Eastern time today and deployed a communications satellite into orbit. That satellite to provide broadband communication services to China and Southeast Asia. Minutes after the launch, the Falcon 9 booster landed on SpaceX's drone ship, which means it'll be able to be reused. And The Nun is this weekend's top film. It earned $53.5 million in its first week in theaters in the U.S. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.